We have a new jousting troop this year. It's the same company, same quality show, but our jousters are a whole different group than we've had before. And then you add vendors. We've got about 60 of them. Everything from Renaissance things to current things, wood turning, journals, jewelry, garb if you want to become a Renaissance reenactor. We had 6 stages, no less, with continuous entertainment.
Wow.
Everything from the pub tent for adults to a children's area that is definitely child-friendly, not on the edge, but child-friendly. And then you add all kinds of characters walking around.
Where is the Renaissance Festival?
We are at the W.H. Lyon Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Wonderful site. Even if it rains, most of our stuff is inside a building or another. One stage is in the Bridalwood, one stage is in the Expo building. We have tents over the audiences of our stages, so if we get a rainy Saturday, come because you'll find more room. Sunday, we expect a beautiful day, you're going to come have a good time, we hope.
Yes. What does it cost me to get in?
$10 if you're a grown-up. If you're over 65, we honor our elders by children and elders. Children under 12 are $5. Children under 3 are free. And if you're very enterprising, you might go to that web thing. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I understand there might be a coupon that will give you some money off. www.SiouxLandRenFest.com.
When we walk in, what can we expect?
Before you get in the gate, you're going to see the front gate, and it's going to be peopled by characters ranging from peasants who are fairly frequently not terribly clean. We bathe once a year, whether we need it or not, to high-class ladies, including the Queen Elizabeth herself, as expected, along with her paramour, Dudley. Immediately inside the gates, you'll see to your right the children's area and a children's stage that will have everything from the Cirque du Soir, which is a show with trained rats, to music shows, to just about everything you could imagine there. We have a dance troupe that will teach you to dance, should you wish, or you can watch them dance. To your left is the Bridalwood. If you're a fan of Pizpor the Magician, he'll be there.
Reenactors, yeah. Tim, how do they volunteer?
There are various ways we volunteer. The entertainers are hired. Our hiring practice requires you apply by February.
Okay.
So don't think you're going to call us today and find a chance to get in. But our entertainers are hired by an entertainment committee. Our vendors are juried in by our vending committee, and they pay a fee, as is typical. It's relatively reasonable, as I understand it. And our reenactors are volunteers. Generally, they're people who like improvisatory theater. When I'm during the Renaissance Festival, play a character named Lady Anne Cook Bacon. She was a real lady. She's mother of Francis Bacon.
To what time period are we talking about here?
We're talking about the late part of Queen Elizabeth's reign, 1575. She was crowned in 1558. So she's been a queen for a while, and she knows her way around, and she's still young enough to enjoy things.
Can I wear, if I want to wear?
We'd love to see you in garb. Okay. We'll play with you more if you're in garb.
Okay.
And we play with everybody.
Yeah.
But we really strive not to embarrass people.
Okay.
If you're a fan of wonderful beers and mead, which is a Renaissance honey wine, and Tucker's Walk Vineyards is going to be out there too. On both days at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a mead, beer, and wine tasting. Beale Distributing is supporting us, so you can expect good beer.
Does this benefit anything, or we put this money back into the Renaissance Festival?
We put the money back in the Renaissance Festival. We are incorporated as an educational corporation, 501c3. We go out in the community and tell people how come the Renaissance was important.